Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features there completely free, and that's all on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, so do enjoy those. Last night, I said I had a story about rats, and we never got to it. Because we had this interesting call come in the last hour, this chick who is a Rainbow family member, and we spent the entire hour asking her questions.
Sure did. It was an interview.
So never got to the rat story. In fact, I've got two rat-related stories for you tonight. We'll start with the first one from New York. The city health department was trying to figure out recently, this past week, why a Greenwich Village KFC Taco Bell restaurant had passed an inspection the day before video footage caught a dozen rats scampering across its floors. Jeffrey Cowley, a health department spokesbureaucrat, says, "It doesn't look like the inspection that was done Thursday met our standards. I don't want to prejudge that. We're concerned, and we're going to carefully review that inspection." The fast food restaurant was shut down by the city on Friday after the video of the rodents was widely broadcast and attracted streams of sidewalk gawkers. It remained closed on Wednesday, or yesterday, rather. The videographer who filmed the rodents claimed he saw 30 to 50 rats on the premises. So apparently what happened was somebody just happened to be passing by the store when it was closed. They noticed that there were rats in there. They got in contact. Yeah, they got in contact with somebody with some video footage, or maybe it was the videographer himself. He got his equipment out and recorded it, put it up on, I think, a TV station, and it went up on the Internet, and it was a bit of an embarrassment.
You get some good footage, they'll put it on TV.
The restaurant passed an inspection in March of 2006, though it was fined $1,300 for some violations, including mice droppings, earning 23 points. On Thursday, the KFC Taco Bell passed another check after complaints prompted an inspector to visit. So you would think that when someone complains about something going, it doesn't specify if the complaints were about rats. But with dozens of rats running around on the floor, you'd think that there'd be some sort of evidence of rat activity. There's a lot of rats. There's going to be a lot of rat droppings.
Generally, I would think that the inspections would happen during the day,
right,
and the rat droppings would probably be found in the morning and swept up. Perhaps the person sweeping up doesn't even know what a rat dropping looks like. They just don't know what these large black pieces of dirt are. And they just sweep them up, and so they don't see the rat droppings.
On Friday, however,
I understand the point that that inspections, food inspections, aren't doing us any good, and that we don't need to have health inspectors employed by the state. But at the same time, I don't think that these inspectors, this wouldn't be an easy thing to necessarily see. The rats aren't going to come out and play when they're there inspecting, and the rat droppings are probably going to be cleaned up.
That may be the case. However, the fact is the government bureaucrats just aren't real inspectors. They don't really count.
I understand. I concur with you on that point, and I think that if there were real inspectors that were, some third-party inspection service that inspected restaurants, that we would have superior inspections.
Yes.
I don't know that that third party would have necessarily have caught these rats.
Does that mean they would have caught it? I don't know. I mean, Yum! Brands, the parent company of KFC Taco Bell, has called the situation unacceptable and a violation of its high standards. In fact, I've heard they have fired, I think I heard, they fired the guy that does their inspections. Cowley said no action had been taken against the Thursday inspector. But
seems like the manager should be the one to take that hit instead of the inspector.
That the department is looking carefully at the situation. We inspect 30,000 food establishments every year. We're doing vigorous enforcement. Well, look, just because you walk around from establishment to establishment and look at the ceiling or whatever it is that you do as a bureaucratic health inspector doesn't mean you're doing anything vigorously. You're just going from place to place acting as though you've got a job to do. And that's what these people do. They come in, they call in advance, typically. You usually know when the inspection's going to be. These government bureaucrats, they then arrive, and they sort of schmooze around the restaurant for a little while, maybe chat it up with the manager or something like that, grab something to eat for free, because, of course, you're the inspector, you're going to get your food for free, and, munch down on some food, sit at the table, look around a little bit, and leave. Your job's done. That's what these government bureaucrats do. You talk to anybody that's ever been in the food business, when the government inspector comes along, it's a joke.
Right. He's not a person to be feared.
Right. Now, the independent inspector, the one that Yum Brands might hire, for instance, to come around, the auditor, as they call them in the business, who will come randomly, who will just appear, those are the ones that you've got to be concerned with. Those are the people that your franchise will hire to come from the outside and to take a look at your the way you're doing business, not just from a health perspective, but they'll look at health issues, they'll look at customer service issues, they'll look at a variety of different things. And in this case, it seems that if they had that going on, and I presume KFC Taco Bell would insist on an independent inspection like that, whoever it was that was there was definitely dropping the ball, and they certainly deserve to be rebuked. But I think it's interesting that the city health department is acting as though, you know, it can't understand how this place would have passed inspection. How could this ever happen? We're government bureaucrats. You know, we're here to protect you.
What they should be doing is, we're overworked. We need more money. Because that system seems to work for them.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of BS, but it seems to work for them. I'm surprised that they didn't run to that. Now, a friend of mine had a restaurant, and she basically lost the restaurant due to inspectors that, for some reason or another, she was never able to explain this to me, but she felt targeted. Lots of people in the world feel targeted.
Politics that are
being
played.
Yeah, but lots of people in the world feel targeted that are not targeted. But basically, she blamed the demise of her business on inspectors coming through, forcing her to get this thing and get that thing,
or fining her or whatever.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff that she had to buy, and of course, every time she got in trouble, she had to pay a fine, I'm sure.
Wayne, as somebody who has done some acting in the past, I presume you've spent your share of time in restaurants. Have you ever worked a restaurant job?
Oh, yes. I was a bartender.
Do you have any experience with the government inspectors?
Absolutely. Yeah, we used to be inspected both by the company and the local health department. We usually got pretty good grades. We were very, very clean in the restaurant. But there were times where there were cockroaches, and there would be someone come in once a month to exterminate. Mm-hmm. We'd come in the next morning, and there were dead cockroaches doing backstrokes in the sink.
Oh, yikes.
But in some places have other different problems than others. Some have rats, some have roaches, some have other types of bugs.
Roaches aren't that bad. Vermin, when it comes to vermin, roaches aren't the worst thing in the world. Certainly flies and rats are higher on that list.
Yeah, I never worked in a place that was filthy, though, luckily. But I do have a friend who was a police officer that got called one time to a restaurant. I won't mention any ethnicities, but there were skinned rats hanging from the racks in the back of the restaurant. Evidently, they were using them as chicken.
Well, I've heard allegations that in this same ethnicity that you're probably referring to, that they would do that they'll use. I've heard allegations that they'll use different types of meat,
like cats,
cats and dogs.
You're talking about Chinese food restaurants,
right? Chinese food restaurants, cats and dogs. But I've also heard
which I love, by the way.
An instance
where it tastes like chicken. I don't care.
The Chinese people had dogs in the freezer, but they weren't serving them to anybody. They were using them for themselves because
really? They
eat. They eat dogs over in China.
Well, there's stray dogs all over the place. I mean, they're just going to starve to death if you don't.
When I lived in Hawaii, the Filipinos used to love black dog. That was a delicacy.
Really?
So you'd see
only if the dog was black haired.
Yes, if it was black, and you'd see they'd have station wagons and they'd go around rounding up stray black dogs.
Amazing. Now, my question for you, Wayne, though, is as somebody who had an experience with a government inspector and an independent inspector, which of the two were more vigorous? Which of the two were the staff more concerned about impressing?
I think the company inspector, the private inspector, was far more stringent than the government inspector was in any situation I saw. I had a friend with a restaurant in L.A. where they actually graded the restaurants, and you had to actually put your grade right out in the front window so the public could see it.
Hmm.
And that was interesting. He always tried to get the A, so that seemed to be a little more effective to me than some of the other bureaucratic inspection agencies.
The thing that bugs me the most about all of this is that people believe the government is there to protect them. People sort of wander through life acting as though the government's just sitting a few feet away from them at any time to catch them if they fall and to make sure their food is being prepared in the right manner. But when you actually look into things, when you look into the health inspection business, so-called, of government, you find out that they're just lackluster, slipshod bureaucrats who you can't count on to even show up.
Who's checking on them?
Nobody. And so please, if you feel like the government's keeping your health safe, Take a look at this story about the mice running around on the floor of this restaurant that were that was inspected the day before by the Government Health Inspection Service. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, and that does include archives, an entire year's worth of the program awaiting right there, front page of the website. You just go and click and download. That's all it takes. That's freetalklive.com. There's no hoops to jump through. It's just free. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We're talking rats to start the show out tonight with. The first story was about a KFC Taco Bell franchise in New York City, Greenwich Village, actually, where apparently a videographer caught a number of rats at nighttime running about the store. And this happened the day after the government bureaucrat happened to come by to do an inspection. And I think this really points out, now the city's acting like they can't understand how this could ever happen, when in fact this is the typical mode of operation for government bureaucrats. They are not thorough. They do not care. They just want to show up so they can check your business off their list, and then they can go to the next one and go back to the office and eat some more donuts.
Right.
They don't care about your health.
Inefficient and unincentivized.
Or in some cases, when they appear to care, when they're finding a business or whatever, they're just they might just be playing politics. The business owner, the franchise owner, might not have given enough money to one of the city council members, and so they sick the health department on them or something like that. It's been known to happen.
Yep. Now, by no means is every bureaucrat inefficient or every bureaucrat lazy, but they are all unincentivized.
Yep. So it all needs to go away. All of the health inspection bureaucracy needs to just go away and be replaced by people in search of profits, by third-party inspection agencies. And if you don't believe it's going to happen, then ask yourself a simple question. Do you want to eat healthy? Do you want to eat in a place that's clean?
Yes.
Do you want to eat in a place that's sanitary? Or do you want to eat in a place where rats have been crawling across the tables, roaches have been going to the bathroom in your food? I mean,
yeah.
What sort of place do you want to eat at?
I'd like to see a group of private companies form inspection services where they can give you that grade that you can put up in your window, like in California.
Mm-hmm.
Only you can choose the best price and somebody with the best reputation, because that's a selling point for your business, that
it
I have a clean restaurant.
Yep, and that's exactly where I was going with it, Wayne, is that if it's important to you to eat in a place that's clean, then the business owners are going to react to that. It's market demand. The market says, we want to eat somewhere clean. Business owners say, hey, I'm clean, and I can prove it. In fact, I'm hiring Wayne's cleanliness service to come in here on a once-a-week basis to make sure that my place is spick and span. Well, then Mark might say, well, you know what? I'm doing a similar business to Wayne. I've got an Italian restaurant as well. And once a week, that's not good enough for my customers. My customers won't accept anything less than once a day. We've got cleanliness inspections once per day, and they could advertise it right on the front door.
Mm-hmm.
They could there could be a nice little golden logo of cleanliness there, to you know, nice eye attracting logo, so people will notice it as they come in. They'll know that they're eating in a place that was certified just hours ago. I mean, this is possible.
Yeah,
it's all possible.
I would even treat the rats I caught humanely.
There you go. There, yeah. I mean, the competition's already breaking out here in the studio.
Feed them well and pet them.
Just imagine. I mean, and also, it would allow for people to, without having the silly health department around, it would also allow for more lower-end businesses as well. For instance, if I trusted someone and just wanted to take the risk, someone might be able to open up their kitchen in their home and start making pizzas or something like that there. I could go in there and walk out with a pizza if I wanted to, and I'd be taking a risk. It might be $5 cheaper than yours, because you don't have to, the person making the pizza wouldn't have to pay for all the health inspections, and it'd be be my risk at that point as to what I put in my mouth. And many of us take that risk a lot.
That's
you're
right.
Eating over at a friend's house, you don't know what how their cleanliness standards are. They're just your friends, so you trust them.
Yeah, I've heard in many states also, if you want to start your own cookie business, let's say,
mm-hmm.
Well, you have to make those cookies in a commercial kitchen in order to be able to sell them to a store
with industrial equipment,
yes,
which costs a lot of money. So these are just simple solutions to government problems that we have here, and that's what I'm looking for on Free Talk Live, and just in general, looking for ways to get the government out of whatever it is they're in, because they're a monopolistic coercive agency of a force, and replace them and their agencies with voluntary solutions. And this is an easy one. This is one. This is actually a voluntary solution that not only would replace the government bureaucracy effectively, but it would be far more effective than the existing government bureaucracy. In fact, I think that from the experience I've had talking to people in the restaurant and food service business, I got the impression that government bureaucrats come in maybe twice a year. Definitely usually once a year, but maybe twice. You could very easily have a cleanliness service checking you out far more often than that, and I would bet it'd be a fairly inexpensive process. It doesn't necessarily have to take a lot of time.
It's certainly going to be cheaper than whatever we're paying the bureaucracy to inspect our restaurants.
Right.
So certainly, yeah, and if you really took pride in what you did and you wanted your company to be a prominent, respected inspection company, you're going to go in the back and you're going to look for signs of rat droppings in places that maybe a normal person walking through wouldn't see them, because you can see evidence of it even if it's not there. The rats are not going to come out when the restaurant's open and the inspector walks through. You have to go there about 4 in the morning. That's when all the cockroaches scatter when you turn the lights on, and that's when the rats are active. So you have to really go beyond the call of duty sometimes to find evidence of these problems.
Yep, and of course an independent inspector, someone who was hired, could be on like a weekly random basis where the staff of the restaurant knows that at any point during that week, somebody could show up and audit them.
That's right.
And they know it's not just once a month or once every 6 months. It's randomly, once a week, someone will be there to inspect you.
We used to, the restaurant I used to bartend at years ago, we had random shoppers who were hired by the owner of the restaurant to come in and make sure we weren't over pouring, to make sure we weren't putting money in our pockets. And we never
secret
knew
shoppers.
When they were, yes, we didn't know when they were coming in. And I ended up being one for a while, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of a neat job.
It was pretty wild.
So what they do, send you to other bars?
And I went to one in New York City one time, and I had to actually bring a bunch of my bartender buddies with me because there were quite a few cash registers, and he told me how many there were. So we wrote our report up at the end of the night, and he really suspected somebody was stealing there.
Hmm.
And so when I gave him my report, he says, he says, what? He says, there's something wrong here. And then we discovered that what happened was that there was an extra cash register that the employees had brought in, their own cash register.
Really?
Yeah, wow.
And they were putting the money, the percentage of the money in their cash register. So he thought he only had 5 cash registers and there were 6.
Oh, my God.
But the 6th one was where the money was going to them.
Yes, exactly.
That's some sneaky stuff, right?
Yeah, that was pretty sneaky.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free packet 8.net line. What I want to know from you is if you do work or have worked in food service, what has your experience or have your experiences been with government inspectors? And if you've had experience with private inspectors, can you compare and contrast the two? I'd be interested to hear what you've experienced at 800-259-9231. Or on the way, we'll talk more rat stories, and there's a lot more coming up as well, including New York City maybe considering a ban of the N-word. But first, we go to another rat story and your calls about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Shelley, you look Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Itchy in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Joel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066, akidsjourney.com.
All right, 800-259-9231, another rat-related story, just because I'm just having to find two rat stories. Why not? Kansas City, Missouri. The Belleville News Democrat reporting exterminators began sweeping a Kansas City neighborhood infested with rats after one of the rodents crawled into a baby's crib and severely disfigured the girl's face.
Oh, boy.
Now, you've heard urban legends about cats falling, cats going to sleep on babies' faces. This
they
one,
are warm.
I almost thought to myself, this sounds like an urban legend. This couldn't, I mean, a rat attacking a small child? I suppose it can happen. Authorities said the girl's parents put her in her crib next to their bed early Sunday and awoke a few hours later when a heart and breathing monitor alarm went off. The four-week-old baby, which had been born prematurely, was lying in a pool of blood with her nose and part of her upper lip chewed off. The parents found rat feces in the crib. Police believe milk or formula that had leaked onto the baby attracted the rodent. No one else in the home was bitten, say police. Michael Sawyer, who supervises Kansas City's rat control program. Wow, really must have a problem with rats in Kansas City. You've got an entire program devoted to it. Said exterminators spent Monday at the family's house, several occupied homes nearby, vacant houses, and in the surrounding sewer system. He said, "We don't ever want this to happen again. We're all over the neighborhood now." Said it was the first time in several years of working in rodent control that he'd heard of a rat attacking a human. but he said less severe cases might have happened and were not reported. The city funded a rat control unit in the late 1990s, but budget cuts closed it for about 3 years. It reopened last May. Sawyer said rats can be difficult to exterminate because they're cautious of new things in their environment. He said the rodents have been known to force weaker members of their colonies to eat new food to
really?
See if they die.
Wow.
Yeah, they're smart little bastards, rats are.
That's the reason that that's the reason there's so many of them and that they live so close to us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should try to figure out a way to make our cars run on them.
Sawyer said rats are attracted,
on their little treadmills.
They're attracted to water, food, and shelter. He encouraged residents to pick up trash, keep a tight lid on food, and cut down tall weeds to conserve his habitat.
Also, wipe up any water that's around the sink. Any, like, you know, just if there happens to be water that's around the sink or that kind of thing, make sure that's all wiped up. The drink
good
that
idea.
Stuff.
You can also, of course, hire, if you're really having a problem, hire an exterminator to come in. They'll set traps. Or you can set your own traps if you'd like. In fact, I was looking for, we had a bit of a problem in my house here in New Hampshire after we'd moved in. There were rats coming in, or little, you know, house mice, or whatever you want to call them. I don't think they were rats because they weren't very large.
They weren't coming in too far because Senior Grouchy Pants would have had them.
True. Senor was living here for a while, and he sort of kept everything under control. But then we noticed that there had been some holes torn in the bags in the pantry, and looked up, and turns out that there's this just open area on the upper portion of the pantry where they could just come in from the inside of the walls of the house. So it's very easy for them to get in here.
Now, I found that the sticky traps work really well if you put them along the wall. Rats have a tendency to run along a wall as opposed to out in the middle where they're exposed.
True.
And that seems to work really well.
We tried the sticky traps and caught one fairly quickly. But it was just...
didn't catch them all if you caught one.
No, we didn't catch them all. And the sticky trap was sort of disturbing. Because
it is disturbing.
You have to watch this rat essentially die.
Well, you don't have to watch him for long. You
no.
Put him in a paper bag.
That's true.
I was dinner that night.
I was concerned. I was concerned that, you know, if I picked it up and held it the wrong way, he might fall off. And I just wanted him to die on the trap.
He's not going to fall off. No, okay. That stuff is... Touch it one time. Stick your finger in
it. I didn't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to stick your finger in that one. You can stick your finger in a separate clean one if you want. You can, and you'll realize they're not getting out.
Like, there's different types of traps that are out there. There's the classic standard snap trap. Like, they get the cheese or the peanut butter. Cheese or peanut butter, I think, are the two best things for rats. Then the thing snaps back on them and breaks their neck or whatever. It breaks something.
Breaks whatever it hits.
And then they die there. And those can be a little messy. Those can leave a bloody mess, like a pool of blood afterwards. And if you don't like cleaning that sort of thing up, and for me, I can handle that sort of thing, but I'd rather not. You know, I'd rather not. Rather make it as easy as possible. So the glue trap is bloodless, but we left him there long enough to where he tried to get away so much, like... His bones started jettisoning from his body. I mean, it was really, really disturbing.
It's death, Ian. I mean, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't. It's generally not that clean, and you know, you can't ask them to leave. You've got to kill them.
They are the enemy.
I just got an idea for a new invention. Be a rat trap that basically herds them into a microwave, and every 5 minutes it goes off and just toasts them completely to ashes, and then.
Yeah, microwaves don't toast things to ashes.
Oh, well, if you have it on for like 15 minutes or 20
really?
Minutes.
Something awful would
something
happen.
Something awful,
sure.
Yeah. They'll probably explode.
Yeah, that would... No, I don't want to clean that up. Cleanup. I want cleanup to be a minimum. I want it to be easy. So I found these rat traps that are essentially these circular black traps with a little door on the side of it. And it's kind of a... I guess there's some sort of a snap trap going on in there because you have to actually set it by twisting it. And you can feel springs... loading as you twist it.
Ooh.
But what you do is you set the peanut butter on the inside. There's an access panel on the bottom of it. You set the peanut butter on the inside of the trap, and so the little rats will go in there, and they'll go through this little maze, essentially, to try to get the peanut butter, and then the trap will catch them. So you essentially catch the rat, you pick the trap up, and you drop it in the trash can. There's no blood, there's no mess to clean up, there's no rotting rat carcass to look at. So I really think that that those are pretty good. And that worked, too. So it was effective. 1-800-259-9231. All right, enough rat stories. We got a lot to talk about here. In fact, Wayne, word is that one particular word, in New York City at least, might be banned soon.
Yes.
What's going on?
Slur has no place in New York City, resolution says. The city council is poised to pass a resolution today, which was yesterday, which would symbolically ban the racial slur known as the N-word, part of a growing national debate about the use of the word.
Is there a national debate about this?
Well, I think people debate about the use of the N-word.
Michael Richards sort of brought some of that up, too.
Oh, right.
But the measure encourages New Yorkers not to use the word and to become educated about its racist history. It is a word developed to justify slavery and dehumanizing people and should not be used, especially in the manner young people are using it, says Leroy Comrie, the Queens councilman who introduced the measure. You can't reformat a word that's despicable. The resolution passed 5-0 Monday by the Council's Civil Rights Committee, which will not be enforceable and carries no penalty. That leads some observers to question its merit. There's nothing wrong with lawmakers using their own forum to say what we shouldn't use, to say we shouldn't use this word, and it's distasteful, but to try to put it in a form of a resolution or an ordinance, I think it's just a waste of the taxpayers' dollars, says Robert Richards, a law professor at Penn State University and founding co-director of the Pennsylvania Center for the First Amendment.
So is there a chance that that's what they're going to do?
It sounds like they're on the bully pulpit here, preaching to the public about the word, but evidently...
not just preaching about it, they're getting ready to mandate something.
Well, it wouldn't be enforceable.
They've passed a resolution. It's like a non-binding resolution.
Yes, it's not enforceable. It's not an ordinance.
But still, they did spend their time on this.
Yes.
And
they're being paid.
Right, they're being paid to do this. And they might go down that road eventually. They might just decide that, well, people haven't stopped using this word, so now we're going to outlaw it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they think that they can do a non-binding resolution trying to restrict freedom of speech, then I don't think it's that far of a jump for them to just think, hey, well, let's just ban this word here in New York City. Let's make it so we won't arrest you. We'll just give you a ticket. You get a $5 fine if anybody hears you using the N-word. And you know what? I don't like that word. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't appreciate its use at all, but I would never, ever consider ever suggesting that people be punished in some way or banned from utilizing that term.
It'll be selectively enforced if
that's
wherever
true.
Law.
1-800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. He'll be glad you did.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, your show, you bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. 35 categories of products. Great free Super Saver shipping deals on many of their items, and that includes, I think, every single item in their grocery store, as a matter of fact. As you well know, Amazon, of course, known for their book collection, tremendous amount of DVDs, furniture, electronics, even accessories.
Plasma screen TVs there.
They've got high-dollar items, low-dollar items. It's all there, and we get a percentage if you shop through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. So it's a great way to get the stuff you need and help support Free Talk Live all at the same time. That's Amazon. .freetalklive.com. Now, Wayne, you're telling us about a story out of New York City, some sort of commission, the city councilors, some subcommittee has essentially come out with a recommendation. It's not a law.
Resolution.
It's a resolution. It's a suggestion that people stop using the N-word. Now,
that's right.
I find the N-word to be a pretty despicable word. I personally don't use it myself. However, I am a big fan of the freedom of speech. I like the First Amendment. I like the idea that you should be able to say what you want in a public location, a government location. And this flies in the face of all that. Now, it doesn't quite fully fly in the face in that it's not a law yet, but whenever I hear of a city council doing anything that that sounds like this, I just feel like a law is around the corner, and it really disturbs me. But there's more to the story, right?
Yes, it goes on. It says, while still an epithet, the word is also used by some within the African-American community to connote friendship. Controversy over whether the word should be used.
I'd say that's the way it's most heavily used today.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. In fact, I grew up with a lot of Italians, and we called each other the Italian slurs
WAP.
All the time. Yeah, WAP, Guinea, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But if somebody, like an
spaghetti
Irish...
Spaghetti bender?
Yeah, if Irishmen called us that, you know, we'd be...
You'd be angry.
Yeah, we'd be upset.
It's about the tone, I think, mostly when it comes to racial epithets.
Yeah, I think so, too. And a lot of ethnic groups have different epithets that they might call themselves, but they don't let other groups call them.
And, you know, since you bring that up, I know there's more, but since you bring that up, why is it that the N-word gets such special attention? I mean, why don't we go ahead and pass a resolution? I mean, that's not very politically correct of them. Shouldn't they have included all sorts of different ethnicities in there? I mean, let's pass a resolution making it so you can't say all sorts of different words.
I think the N-word is probably the worst racial epithet out there.
That's why we're all calling it the N-word instead of saying it, as though we did say WAP a moment ago.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
It's degrading. You have one in the room here, so you can say WAP or Guinea. You can't say the N-word.
I see.
Yeah.
So let's continue, Wayne.
So anyway, let's see. After Richard's outburst,
Michael Richards.
Yeah. Civil rights activist Jesse Jackson and Representative Maxine Waters, Democrat from California, called on entertainers to stop using the word. Paul Mooney, a black comedian who long made the word a staple of his routines, agreed to do so. Comrie, now the state, I think he's the city councilman, says his measure was motivated by the Richard incident, along with many times he hears school children in his community use the word. Similar symbolic bans have been approved this year in Westchester County, New York, Irvington, New Jersey, and the New York legislature. Such resolutions are really not a First Amendment issue as long as they're not mandatory, says Gene Polinsky, executive director of the First Amendment Center.
But is this what we want our politicians spending their time on, is the second question.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Well,
I
guess you're right. It is what I'd rather them spend their time on, is non-binding resolutions.
Right. I'd rather they write a bunch of non-binding resolutions than more regulations.
I'd rather they take a long walk off a short pier.
True.
It sounds like they're walking the line, though, between saying suggesting or threatening to pass a law. That's what it sounds like to me.
1-800-259-9231. I don't know what to ask about this beyond, do you think this is even an issue today? I don't really think it's an issue. I don't hear it in my daily life. It's not something that's being used.
Well, it depends on where you live.
And again, we do live in Keene, New Hampshire.
That's right.
99% white.
Yeah. If you go down to...
I used to live in Florida, and there's a significant percentage of black population down there.
And if you go to that section of town, that's mostly black, you'll find them using the word quite a bit.
Right, but I'm talking about in the pejorative sense. In the
understood, but it's probably used largely, mostly, I would think, in the reference, back and forth between people of that ethnicity, not as a pejorative. Well, whereas that's the worst use of it,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you're not going to be able to mandate that out of existence by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
What I think this resolution's aimed at is the everyday life use.
You know, I think at one time the word was used to degrade people, but now it's almost a joke between people of the black community. It's almost like it's not true anymore, so hey...
It's lost its meaning, it's been used so often.
When a word is overused, it loses its meaning and its charge.
And possibly so.
Possibly. I don't think
it defends some
people. You can say that word with the right amount of vitriol in the wrong neighborhood, and you're probably going to get beaten up.
Yeah. Yeah, or you're going to run awful fast.
Yeah, one of the two.
800-259-9231, your comments on this or whatever you want to bring up. Also, Wayne, you've got another word-related item of show prep here tonight.
That's right. Meanwhile...
This one does have to do with the law.
That's right. Meanwhile, in Tallahassee, Florida, a state legislator whose district is home to thousands of Caribbean immigrants wants to ban the term illegal alien from the state's official documents. I personally find the word alien offensive when applied to individuals, especially to children, says... Senator Frederica Wilson, Democrat, Miami. An alien to me is somebody from outer space.
I agree with him. You're making fun of him, but I agree. It's not nice. I mean, these are people. They're
That's
not
right.
aliens. They're just people that live, that happen to be born on a different plot of land. So what?
I don't know. I mean, they are here illegally. I think that the laws are bad, but...
If this law goes through... then will that essentially nullify all of the illegal alien-related laws, or will it just does he want to replace it with another word?
Illegal immigrant?
They'll probably yes, I'm sure it'll be something undocumented immigrant, maybe, who knows? But
I see.
But they just want to get rid of the word illegal alien from the state's paperwork.
Oh, okay. I thought he wanted to actually strike the laws that had to do with illegal immigration for Florida, in which case I would have been behind it. But if all he's talking about is just changing one word and not actually changing the meaning of the law, then...
It's a she. She says she's introduced a bill provided that the state agency or official may not use the term illegal alien in an official document of the state. There would be no penalty for using the words. In Miami-Dade County, Wilson said, we don't say alien, we say immigrant.
I see.
So instead of alien, they say illegal immigrant?
It's still the thought police at work.
Yeah, I don't know. It's alien, immigrant. I think that the illegal part is probably what is the most...
I object to the illegal portion. Absolutely.
Well, it's only illegal to the socialist state that has to pay for it. It's not illegal to the people who want to work in a voluntary society with these people coming here for opportunities.
Right, which is what I consider this issue so important... here in America today, and it's so misunderstood, the immigration issue. People, they just don't get it. They don't understand that the people coming here are not their enemy. They are just people who are looking for a better life. And
people that want the same things that they want.
Right. And so I understand where the representative is coming from in that, you know, the term alien sounds kind of scary. It sounds like, well, we don't want these people here. So to that extent, I agree. But I guess this is what lawmakers do. They quibble over semantics all day long. Right. Well, we should have this word instead of this word and two ands, four buts and three ors. I mean, that's what politicians spend their time with. And again, you know, if that's what she's arguing for, I don't really, on the scale of political change, on the scale of the things that they could be doing, I mean, she could be lobbying for an increase in the income tax. She could be lobbying for a boost in the property taxes. So, hey, you know what? No big deal.
You know, you're right. In a way, spending time on silly little things like this is actually good in the sense that it prevents them from spending time on other things that cost us more.
Right. They're going to want to go home eventually. So as far as I'm concerned, they should... what is it? Filibuster. They should filibuster over this. It's such an important issue. Spend 5 days arguing over whether or not the term should be alien or immigrant. Please.
The only problem with it is it shows a trend, a dangerous trend, where they're trying to censor people's speech in their words they use.
Well, they're not trying to censor people's speech. They're just talking about the law. Those they don't count as people. Lawmakers don't count as people.
It's a tiny, tiny little step.
Yes.
Right. Well, once they start now, the
and once the law, the lawmakers or bureaucrats can't use the word, then the of course the media outlets that get almost all their media directly from these people will stop using that word, and it really is, it's a bit of a muzzle.
I wouldn't agree with that at all. No, I would agree that the resolution banning the N-word is a step, maybe a step in that direction, but changing a word on a law book is not, it doesn't have anything to do with coercion. It doesn't have anything to do with forcing. They're not even coming close to threatening people. She's not suggesting anything about stopping regular people from using that word. She's just saying it shouldn't be in the law books. And, you know, if that's what she wants to spend her time on, whatever. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. On the way, Mark, you've got a story about, well, I guess it's kind of a sad story, isn't it? A Marine or Army guy or something like that. Someone who has, did he perish over in Iraq?
No, it's just his story.
All right. We'll get to that and your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.